Previously on Algoa FM.
Just before 10 now on Algoa FM Rewind. On the line, I have a slightly croaky Robin Auld, and I know why. Because I was watching you last night, and you guys really gave it horns.
Yes, and I got through okay, but I am a bit croaky.
So now you're on your way to Port Alfred, though.
Yes.
So what are we going to do between now and then?
Just tickling up the coast.
Right.
And we're stopping here for breakfast. Just on the way out of PE. And we've got a lunchtime show at the Ski Boat Club there.
Right.
From 2 o'clock.
Okay. And are we going to be goggling with sherry or what are we thinking?
Well, usually I tipple this to get going, but I find that the Jaeger medicinal properties work quite well if you've got a sore throat.
Oh,
so I went to the Jaeger last night.
Right, right. Well, with Carol Jean nearby, did you at least get a tequila?
No, she was fine with Jaeger as well.
Changed tack, I see. Clever. Listen, I had no idea that you are responsible for like around 20 albums. How do I not know that?
Well, you're not alone there. There's a lot of people who know the stuff from way back.
Yes.
But, you know, I have done a lot of albums. And I suppose the scene's just changed a wee bit, you know. The radio and so on is a lot different to what it used to be. So it's a question of formatting, I suppose. Singer-songwriters and guitars and all that are kind of more on the streamers these days.
Yeah, pretty much.
But so the plus side is I get to make fans a lot because people go, oh, I haven't heard this before. Or they come to show and they, you know, and it sort of reminds them. The old songs like All of Woman and Baby Even Good get them into the show and then try and bring them up to speed.
Yeah.
And so sometimes they come and sometimes they just want to stay in the 80s. That's also fine.
True, true. the question that I'm going to ask Wendy when I chat to her shortly, and I'm going to let you rest your voice in just a second, is... As one of the kind of living legends of South African music, why do you still bother? Do you still have an appetite for it?
Yes, we do. I mean, you know, people ask us, you're still going so, and it's what we do, you know. It's I think I would feel, if you don't do it for a while, you start feeling a bit out of sorts. It's just an interaction with people.
Yeah.
And sometimes, I mean, I've done stints where you may be doing studio productions. I mean, I produce for other acts as well. Sometimes you spend 3 months in the studio and you kind of forget what it is to go out live and actually connect with people.
Yeah.
And the kind of thing was very much a part of that because the first streaming show I did, it was actually quite emotional. I hadn't played for people for, you know, a long time.
Yeah.
And the realization that people were actually listening to you and it's needed. You know, it's quite a profound process. And I still enjoy it, and our guys that knock it on the head, but I don't see any reason to, really.
No, exactly. I was there for a little while last night, and you guys have still got it. I tell you what, let's leave you to rest your voice. You can hand the phone to Wendy. All the best, safe travels, and we'll catch up
with you.
Anytime you're in Algoa country again.
Lekker, thanks so much.
Cool. That was Robin Auld. Now we're going to chat to Wendy Oldfield, the other half of Oldfield. Hello.
The better half.
Much, much better. So,
how are you doing?
We're doing fine. I was saying I got to catch a bit of your performance last night at the Music Kitchen. And I'm not ashamed to say I actually got a little teary because it was your music from Sweatband already and Robin's music that kind of was my 80s childhood.
Yes.
And seeing the two of you still on stage and knowing that both of you are a touch older than I am and still doing it and still doing it so well, I'm really not in the business of blowing smoke. I really am, however, all for credit where credit is due. And such polish, it was really, really, really cool to see.
You know, what is like a sort of an odd thing is that you actually do get better.
How much better would you like to be?
We're just going to carry on getting better and better. You know, when we started out, Robin and I mean, I was in my 20, early 20s, so was he, and we were these huge stars, and in retrospect, we're quite cocked to how good we are now.
Yeah.
It's quite interesting. 40 years later, and 400,000 more shows, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like you can, you just get better. You get better at singing, you get better at playing, you get better at everything, and you do it all the time. So people must be scared, because by the time we're 80, we're going to be killing you.
I hope that we still get to see you guys performing when you're 80, because that would be quite cool in itself. Just in a very quick historical aside, how many people have worked out that there's a swear word in the beginning of This Boy?
I don't know. No one's ever asked.
It's the funniest thing. We've been playing it, I mean, since you released it, pretty much.
Yes. And you never knew it said
that. No. I do. It's interesting to me in the snowflake era that we live in that nobody's picked it up and, like, complained and or made us take it out or something like that. It's hilarious to me, in fact.
It was on advertising number one on 5FM.
Yeah.
And all the stations, I'll go, KFM, all the different stations went to number one on, and no one ever said anything at all. You know what, I think when I handed in, remember you used to have to put the lyrics in?
Yeah.
I think we said kissing on the lyrics. And so it just got through the system and all went, and no one has. You're the first person that's ever asked me that question.
Good.
In the last 40 years.
You also have the unusual distinction of one of your biggest songs charting twice.
Yes, that's right, At the Grange.
Yeah. What was the gap between those?
The ballad.
Yeah.
2 years.
Oh, okay. It was only 2 years. That's quite short in South African music terms.
Maybe three. You know, it was a ballad on the album that I was doing with Chris Kalakis, my first solo album.
Yeah.
And then they were bringing out those dance Drive Bunny and the Mix type of things. And they needed, you know, so they brought out remixes. I've never even heard of a remix before. 1991 or something.
I know, and now you have one.
you couldn't take the separates and do a remix like you can now. You had to go in and re-record everything because you could change the pitch of the vocal. You had to redo all the vocals and all the parts. Had to be played as a remix.
Oh, I had no idea.
You know what I mean?
Yeah?
No, they didn't take it from the original song. They just made up a new one. a new groove, obviously with the same melody line and everything. And then I went in and I re-sang it again.
Uh-huh.
And that one went to number one.
Interesting.
The remix version, yeah, which was very popular in South Africa.
When you kind of look back on your kind of career and your life, what are you thinking now? Could you have seen it? Could you have seen where you are now then?
No, not at all. I make different decisions as you go along because life happens differently. You make more realistic decisions, you know, like if you thought when you were 18 and what you would be when you were a certain age, I'm glad I'm not that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm glad that thing I thought would happen to me didn't. I'm glad I made different choices. And especially musically, you know, if I'd surged forward as a rock singer, I wouldn't have had the experiences of being, I'm a producer as well, you know, and I do choral arranging, I do all sorts of things. And it's, when I was 18, all I wanted to do was just to be a famous pop star.
Yeah, got it.
And now I'm a musician and a good one at that.
I'm not sure I know the story. How did Oldfield become a thing?
Well, Robin and I have been friends for 40 years. I started in the business. He was already, you know, performing. I think Baby You've Been Good to Me was his first hit. And then we met up, and obviously we played on the same stages before, after, just many, many, many times when we were younger with a sweet band. And then we sort of just remained friends and did a couple of projects together. And then Robin produced an album for me in 2013 or 2014. And we decided, because we were workshopping the tunes, we would just play them a bit together. And that's how it started. You know, we were workshopping the album, and so we started doing a couple of live gigs and just to get the songs together, and it just kept going. And then we sang Willie Oldfield and Robin Ald so many times, Oldfield just came out.
Fair enough.
But speaking too fast.
Yeah.
And that's how the name came.
Yeah. I must say, I've had the privilege and the pleasure of interviewing some of the biggest names in music. But I have to confess to being slightly starstruck right now, and that really doesn't happen easily. So you're off to Port Alfred today. Where next?
We're off to Port Alfred today, and then we're off. We've just done, this will be our fifth show in a row. As you can hear, early morning interviews are not the are not the thing. You should interview us just after the show.
Got it. After the Jaegers.
After the Jaegers. We will be much funnier as well.
Awesome.
Welcome, Michelle. That's very lucky. Yes, we're at the Ski Boat Club in Port Alfred today. I think we start at 2.
Right. Well, you have a great show. Safe travels. And as I said...
Thank you very much. I'm sorry I didn't say hi last night.
Well, I was literally only there while you were on stage. In other words, I would have had to shout and interrupt the show. Okay. So that wouldn't have worked. Thanks again for the chat. And we'll catch up again anytime you're in Algoa country.
Thanks so much, Charles. Have a beautiful day.
Thanks, you too. Cheers.
Your digital library experience. Podcasts from algoafm.co.za.